Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 4, verses 17 to 22. They read, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.' As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. 'Come, follow me,' Jesus said, 'and I will send you out to fish for people.' At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him." So what do we see here? Two essential parts of Jesus' mission, the preaching and the calling. First, in verse 17, he preaches, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is connected, of course, with John's own message in Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist. And that message is good news and bad news for the Israelites who would have been hearing that. The kingdom of heaven has come near would have been associated with judgment. However, we also know that repentance is a good thing, because then times of refreshing come and we have an intimacy with God that we all crave and need. But the preaching wasn't enough. Jesus knew that he had to call others to follow him and be with him. He called others, and indeed, still people today need to be called to follow Jesus Christ. And this kind of calling was radical, because contemporary rabbis did not choose their disciples. In fact, disciples chose a rabbi. In this situation, Jesus is different. He calls his followers. And who does he call? Some fishermen. What characteristics of fishermen might have made them especially suitable to being fishers of men? Well, firstly, they had to be courageous. There were dangerous squalls on the lake. Secondly, they must have had characteristics of perseverance and patience. Sometimes they had to fish all day or all night, and the catch may come at any point in the day or the night. They had to be alert the whole time. They would also need to be flexible. They had different kinds of net for different conditions and different kinds of fish. They knew that you had to adopt different methods for different situations. They had to be unobtrusive. They had to almost pretend not to be there so as not to frighten the fish away. And also, they needed a sense of timing. Now's the time to put down the net. Now's the time to pull it in. All of those characteristics would be useful in terms of reaching out to others and calling them to follow Jesus Christ. And what we see is that they straight away left their nets, straight away left the family for James and John. Matthew seems to emphasize the speed of reaction. In every case, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, they were decisive, courageous, and sacrificial. They left their financial security, they left their jobs, they left their home and family to follow Jesus Christ. It shows us that sacrifice is part of following Jesus. It shows us that surely if they were willing to do that, they must have realized it would be worth it. And those of us that have followed Jesus Christ have made many sacrifices. It's important that we hold on to the promise that it will be worth it and that we have a calling that transcends other things in our lives. Next time we'll go on to look at Jesus preaching in the synagogues. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.